If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Hello, Jess. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. Jess, welcome to the program and the random question. All right, Jess, what do we have for you? Okay. Out of all the fast food places, what would you say is your favorite fast food meal? So not just the location, but what you like to eat?
Ooh, Del Taco. Ever since moving to Utah, that's kind of become a new favorite.
Do they have, you're down in Utah, do they have Del Tacos down there?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of really great different food joints, but Del Taco seems to be probably the most, I would say, prominent.
Okay. Well, never having been there, have you been to a Taco Time?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Between Taco Time and you know, Taco Bell,
yeah.
What is the speed of that?
Oh, well, I would say Taco Bell, you definitely get your food faster. Taco Time, I'm not really a huge fan. Del Taco, yeah, you might wait a minute, but I tell you what, the quality of the food is worth the wait.
Okay.
Now, see, I think Del Taco is closer to a Taco Bell, but I'm also a massive Taco Time Northwest person.
Me too.
Okay.
Me too. But it's not the same as Taco Del Mar, which we used to have a few.
Correct. Del Taco is its own separate thing.
So I've never been there.
It's okay. What makes it closer to a Taco Time is they have tater tots.
What does Del mean? Because there's Del Mar, Del Taco. I'm just saying, if they're using it that much, I don't know. Because wouldn't that L or La be the?
Of, I believe.
Del. Okay. Yeah.
Hey, I have a question for the Ted Smith, if you might.
What's up?
If y'all have a second.
Yeah.
Well, I was just wondering, so there was a place back in Tacoma, and it was, you know, it wasn't like a franchise or anything, but they had the best fish tacos that I've ever had, and it was like a Del Taco something. I can't remember the name of it, but this is like over a decade ago. And I tell you what, never had a blackened fish taco the way that I had back home. And it was probably hands down the best fish taco I ever had. I'm talking like Cajun seasoning, yeah. Flour tortilla, all the fixings.
Jez, is there a question or is this just, you know, you telling about this wonderful place?
That makes everyone hungry.
I don't know what you said. You have a question.
Smith might know because he obviously knows good food. So I thought maybe he knew something about it.
Yeah.
And was it a fast food joint or like a sit down joint?
Well, no, it was in the Renton Highlands, and there was always a long line. It was up on Sunset Avenue, if you're familiar with the Renton Highlands.
Oh, up in Renton.
Yeah. Renton. So that's so
very Renton, near Tacoma. Not Tacoma. All right. Okay. Wow.
Like a Reconcita type thing.
By the way, Del means of the.
Yeah.
So right. Del Taco of the taco. Okay. And they point out Del Taco does not have tater tots. They have crinkle fries.
Okay.
Jesus.
People know their tacos.
I was getting ready to help her out, you know, down together, because I was like, isn't there a Red Star down there in Tacoma? That
might there is. There's one
but,
free
you know, yeah. I don't know if there's one near Renton.
Ooh. Red Star might be where I go to dinner tonight. Doesn't feel like taco weather.
I gotta go.
My buddy Robbie
runs that place.
Red Star is very good.
Yeah, that might have a great fish.
I didn't realize I became a taco authority.
No, yeah. It's good. It's good hot weather food.
I agree.
You know what I mean? You feel like you can just eat them easier. By the way, the reason we asked what's your favorite fast food meal. You guys got one?
Ooh.
The Arby's roast beef sandwich. Maybe because I just don't eat it a lot.
Well, that includes the curly fries?
And I'm a huge curly fry fan.
Mm.
Even the horsey sauce, all the stuff. I hate saying that, but all the stuff, man. I can eat Arby's anytime, and I don't nearly do it enough.
This is a tough question, because Mike might agree with me. There is a very special spot in my heart for a little Taco Bell later in the evening.
Hell yeah.
But consistently, I'm going a breakfast sandwich at McDonald's.
Okay, yeah, okay.
That's a great choice, and I like the McMuffins out of McDonald's. But I think my number one, I'm going on the opposite side there, Ted. I'm going with the Crunchwrap Supreme from Taco Bell. I think I am always in the mood for that bad boy.
Do they still do the Mexican pizza at Taco Bell?
I believe it.
Did
is
they
still
bring
up.
It back then?
Yes,
because there was a point where they stopped. Like, look, I don't hate Taco Bell. It just is what it is. But I would go to Taco Bell specifically to grab two or three of those Mexican pizzas because they went down easy. Came out just as easy. And then at some point, they stopped doing it, and I just stopped going to Taco Bell.
Then they brought it back. It was around for a couple of years. It kind of went back. But I think now it's back again.
Permanent? Like, guys, just make it permanent.
It's like a couple that keeps breaking up.
Guys, look, either figure it out, right?
I knew my Burger King when I was a kid. I knew my McDonald's.
I still love that chicken sandwich at Burger King.
Well,
I know it's not Popeyes, but I think I just grew up on it.
I got a McCrispy at McDonald's over the weekend. It was pretty good. But the most unique one for me, I would love, just looking forward to going to Wendy's, and I would get a single with cheese, and then a chili, follow me on this one, a small fry, and a Frosty. I just thought it was one of the most unique meals you could get, because I got a Frosty,
yep.
I got some chili, I got some French fries.
And you know, the chili, and this is very smart of Wendy's.
I swear to God, it was $6, $5 back in the day.
Their chili meat, it's just the old hamburgers that didn't sell. And I'm like, that is brilliant.
And it's fresh from the day before. Well, it was never frozen.
Fresh from the day before.
I mean, what I'm saying is they take it right after. My buddy was a manager. That was a great place to go when he was closing up.
Oh, for sure, man.
Yeah, I mean, you could, that Frosty machine doesn't have a cap on it or a lid. You can just keep pouring it.
I mean,
why is it that Wendy's always seems to have an operational Frosty machine, but McDonald's and Burger King, it seems like the milkshake machines go down and someone ends up in a fist fight?
It's specifically McDonald's, the one that's always joked about is that ice cream machine.
Yeah, what is it about? Like, you don't hear that from Wendy's, and they got thick ass stuff coming out.
I don't want to guess. I've heard is that it's a pain in the butt to clean.
So
the earlier you shut it down, the easier you can get out of there. So I think a lot of places might just say, hey, it's broken.
I would. Yeah.
So the story goes on fast food. After a hard day at work or school, it's sometimes easier to just pick up fast food on the way home. And in some states, that reliance on Mickey D's, Burger King, Chick-fil-A, whatever, seems to be more than the rule, than the exception. So Wallet Hub, they ran the numbers on the price of burgers, pizza, chicken sandwiches in all 50 states, added up those costs, then applied the results to the median monthly income in each state, basically to figure out which ones forked over the most money at these oh-so-convenient eateries. So I'm not going to bring up any names, but look, this is the way it works out. I saw a commercial last night for a place that we know very well.
Okay.
That's now going to sell like a $6, $7 sandwich. All right. I know for a fact there's nowhere in this area that we can pick that up for this price. If you're in Oklahoma, you can. If you are in Texas, you can. But like there, you know, you get the coupon sometimes in the.
Not available in your area.
Not available in your area. Guess where we are? The unavailable area. But I was watching that commercial last night. I'm like, you can't buy that for $6.99. I know better than
that.
There
should almost be like a hard rule.
It's a whole meal.
Like, look, man, I understand. Like, during sporting events in particular, every fast food chain's going to advertise the crap. Cool. But I do feel like, look, if you live in an area that does not have Sonic, somehow that commercial does not play in your area, right?
Right.
You know, Dunkin' Donuts all the time. Yeah, come down to Dunkin'. Yeah. Love to. We live in a major-ass city, but they're not here. And I see these commercials for years where you're like, I just want to try this one thing that they're advertising, and you can't do it.
Okay. So what they did was they came up with a list of the states that eat the most fast food and the states that eat the least. So most like...
Do we go with Ted's theory here?
Happy football.
Most like happy states and all those things, you know, where you get the poorest states, worst dental care states. West Virginia is number 5. Good guess.
Mississippi.
Mississippi is number 1.
Alabama.
Yes. Alabama number 7. Correct. You're 3 for 3.
Mississippi.
What was that? Mississippi number 1.
Louisiana?
Louisiana is number six, correct?
Georgia?
Georgia not in the top ten.
Damn. South Carolina.
What have we skipped over here? We got Alabama. We got
hang on, dude. What about Tennessee?
Tennessee is not on the list.
Should we leave SEC country or just be smarter?
I mean, you're kind of down there.
Florida?
Florida not on the list.
Kentucky.
Kentucky is on the list. That's it. Get least affluent.
Yeah.
Still SEC schools.
Iowa.
Iowa. Nope. Iowa not on the list.
Texas?
Texas not on the list.
Nope. Too much barbecue.
Yeah,
man.
Too much good food. Right. I think. All the other states were New Mexico, Arkansas, Montana, Oklahoma.
Arkansas. That's the one I couldn't think of.
And Vermont.
Montana.
Vermont?
It's got to be per capita.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just not enough people in Montana to be at the top of this list.
Right. So Maryland does very well health-wise, so they make the least list, which is surprising because Marylanders don't eat anything.
That really surprises me, man.
I think, again, though, there's enough like little mom and pop shops.
That is very
true. For instance, one night it was late. My sister and her friends wanted to order fast food, and I said, no, we're going to order from a local place.
Yeah, that was
delicious.
Right. Massachusetts, number 10, as far as people who don't go out and eat fast food.
All right.
New Jersey, 9, which makes sense because New Jersey's got great food.
Everything, yeah.
You don't need to go to one of those places.
Hey, you got to go to a sandwich shop and get yelled at.
Exactly.
What kind of ham?
I asked three times. No, you didn't.
True story. Happened to me. Great
toasted,
sub.
Toasted.
I don't know. I don't know. It's an Italian sub. Just put some ham on it.
Right. What kind of ham? Like ham, man.
And I said, what kind of ham you got? We got capicola. We got this. We got that.
Jesus Christ. I don't know the difference.
Put ham on it.
Don't you know the difference?
No. Capicola spicy.
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some men's room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Time for a little your guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. You pick from one of two categories. Try to get Miss Penny right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who is our contestant ready to play? Your guess is as good as mine.
It's Roberto. Hello, Roberto. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Roberto, welcome to the program. Your guess is as good as mine. All right, your categories. We have the cities with the most traffic jams in the United States and the best and worst car brands, according to Consumer Reports. So, Roberto, basically, is it the 10 best cars or the 10 worst cities for traffic you want to try?
10 worst cities for traffic.
Okay. Let's see here. They say the annual study found traffic cost the average commuter about 43 hours of their life last year.
Damn, man.
43 hours.
It's like a work week being in traffic.
It's more than a full week's worth of work. That's just the extra time you spend on the road thanks to traffic jams and slowdowns. So what we have for you is the 10 U.S. cities with the worst traffic. And guess what? They are exactly the same as 2023. A few just swapped spots.
Yeah.
So, Roberto, you know the game is played. Try to get me right in said category before three strikes and you're out.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, what is your first guess?
All right. My first guess, I'm going to just go out on a limb and say Seattle.
Seattle, Washington is number 10. Drivers spend an average of 63 hours in traffic a year in Seattle. They also factor in things like average driving speed, other things, but
Seattle's, I feel like here, Seattle's for the most part, list. It's like, hey, we're going to shut down I-5 between two important areas, but we're going to do it starting on a Friday night when we have also planned 17 big events. Have fun.
Right. And down in DuPont, in that JBLM area, they have constructed a brand new road. It's just like a tight tunnel. There's nowhere to pull over for an accident. There's no way for emergency crews to get through. It's just an absolute engineering disaster.
Yeah, Seattle's bad with the planning.
Matter of fact, they built a bridge 3 feet off of the road where you're supposed to go 65 miles an hour. A concrete structure.
Right.
Kaboom. Game over. Yeah, you're right, Roberto. Seattle is number 10 on the list.
All right, I'm going to go L.A., please.
Los Angeles, California, an average of 88 hours a year. They are number 3 on the list.
Number 3?
Number 3.
I got to think. New York. Maybe Houston. San Fran sucks. At least in my experience, that is some of the worst traffic.
Yep, I was just down in San Francisco knocking down some gigs. This is Roberto, the unicycler.
Oh, right on, man. Sorry, Roberto. So you're going to go San Francisco. Hey.
Yep, I was just down there knocking out some gigs, so I'm going to San Francisco, yes.
Okay.
Not
the top 10.
Man.
I mean, traditionally, I feel like Boston, D.C.
New York.
And I think, Houston shows up a lot.
Chicago.
Chicago.
Chicago's not a bad call.
Number two, 102 hours a year in traffic.
The only problem with New York is a lot of people do use the trains there.
They do. But look, a lot of people use trains, use taxis, everything. I cannot believe anyone chooses to drive there. But the traffic is still just a freaking nightmare, man. And very verbal.
I gotta go to New York.
New York City, number one, 102 hours in traffic, tying Chicago.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Only one strike, Roberto. So far, you're correct on New York, Chicago, L.A., and Seattle. So you got four out of the ten.
Boston's
number four. An average of 79 hours a year in traffic.
I want to get out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of the car.
Ted's right.
I'm going to go Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Ooh, good call, man.
Number eight.
Right. Yeah, good call,
65
man.
Hours a year in traffic. They are up one spot from last year's number nine to number eight.
Way to go. Way
moving
to go,
on.
Atlanta.
They're
moving
celebrating.
On. Mm-hmm. That's right.
All right. Now I'm trying. Huh, I'm thinking.
I think Ted was right with D.C. That's always a nightmare.
Yeah. That sounds like, yeah, D.C. would be good.
Okay. Yep. D.C. is number nine.
Yep.
62 hours a year in traffic, but it did fall two spots. Last year was number seven.
All right.
So
there you go.
By this list, it's getting a little better.
Not a whole lot of people going to D.C. anymore.
I guess.
Everyone was fired. Traffic died away.
Roberto, let's see what you've done here. Okay, so far, you've gotten New York correct. Chicago correct, number two. L.A. number three. Boston number four. Atlanta eight. D.C. nine. And Seattle 10. So far, you've gotten seven correct. There are three cities left on the list.
Is there any more that might be out here on the west side of the country that we should be looking at?
These are, there are two East Coasters, one Midwestern. Not Midwestern, Southern. I'll say it that way.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking Houston, Texas.
That is number seven. That was my Southern location. I was trying to figure out the right way to geographically put that.
Nice tour on the East Coast.
Next tour on the East Coast, you've got one strike, two remain.
East Coast, I'm going
Miami,
Pittsburgh or
maybe.
Philly.
How about Baltimore?
Baltimore is not on the list. I think that's basically just a population thing.
Yeah.
Plus, they've got a great beltway. You can fly on that damn thing.
So you think Philadelphia, Miami.
Still on the East Coast. You already got Atlanta.
Philly definitely has some pretty sad traffic. I'm going Philadelphia.
Number five.
All right.
77 hours a year in traffic. It did move up one spot this year from sixth to fifth.
All right.
All right, Roberto, you've got two strikes. You have one city remaining. These are the cities with the most traffic jams in America.
Okay. And it's
an East Coast. East Coast city so far. Your East Coast cities you've named. New York, Boston, Philadelphia, Atlanta, sort of. D.C.
Man,
if that helps you.
Yeah.
My only thought would be Miami. I don't know if that's right, but.
And I don't think Richmond's big enough to be on this list.
That's what I mean. I don't think you get those places big enough.
I mean, maybe Raleigh or Charlotte?
Raleigh-Durham.
Or Charlotte. Yeah, Raleigh-Durham's probably not big enough, so maybe Charlotte?
Maybe.
What I don't know. This is a tough one.
You guys are dancing around it. You've said it. You've said. You said the city.
I'm going to go Miami.
You got it, buddy.
Yep.
Number six. Very good. You ran the table, Roberto, and your guess is as good as mine. Here are your cities. Seattle with 63 hours a year in traffic. D.C. comes in at nine. At eight, it's Atlanta. Houston seven. Miami six. Philly five. Boston four. L.A. three. Chicago two. And New York number one. Now, New York was the most congested city in North America. Believe it or not, New York City is also the second most congested city worldwide.
Really?
Istanbul is first. Drivers in New York, 102 hours last year. Chicago does rank third overall at 102 hours.
My God.
So, yeah.
That's the other thing I always try to remind people about New York, too, is they're like, you didn't grow up that far away from them. I'm like, I didn't. But New York City is one of those world cities that sits alone.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Very
like,
much so.
Everybody in France doesn't live in Paris, or other right. cities aren't like Paris. So I'm like, you want to know what New York's like, you got to go see
it. You got to be in New
York. Because it's just different.
Mine was Boston. That was the worst traffic I've ever been in.
Boston, I found the traffic terrifying. Just the driving style is a little different. For me, as far as the worst traffic, I just go back to San Francisco. The few times I've been down there, I'm like, this is unbelievable. I don't know if they just drive slow, if the lights are messed up, but I seriously hate being in traffic in San Francisco.
Boston's tough, too, because when they designed it, all the streets led to this giant circle thing in the middle where they brought your horses. So, it's not easy getting around. It's most of the roads all lead to, the center of town.
The most, in my world, the hardest place I've ever tried to learn to drive is D.C., just because of the configuration of the roadway in the cities.
Right.
So if you don't realize that it's kind of like a clock dial,
everything there's diagonal. Instead of north south, everything it's
shoots out like this, like a spiral.
It's diagonal. So you're either going northeast or southwest, but you're never just going north. You're never just going south, and it throws people off all the time.
I mean, when you grow up there, you know how the streets are named by states and everything. So it makes it easier, you know that, but I'm with you. It's very confusing if you're not from there.
Like they say, the south side of Chicago.
Uh-huh.
In D.C., you've got southeast.
Oh, yeah.
You got northwest, which is the rich area. You know, you got northeast, which is we're manufacturing an area with a little bit of...
Kind of like what Ted was saying, it kind of branched out from a central location sort of a thing.
Yeah.
Totally. I mean, like where my grandparents grew up, it's in northeast. I mean, it is in the middle of the city, but it's called Turkey Thicket. It's like, you know,
does not sound very urban.
Right. There were still turkeys out there, and they lived in a thicket.
Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Send the Men's Room a mushy love letter at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and scoop up some delicious Men's Room roasted red salsa at your favorite store.
That's coming up after emails on our question, what do you hope never happens to you again? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Lance. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey.
Hola.
Hola. Let me take this off a speaker here. Thank you. What's up, guys?
How are you?
So, yeah, I got hit in the head with a pickaxe in 86 when I was 21.
And you're saying you don't want that to happen again. How did you get hit in the head with a pickaxe?
Well, it was like a road rage thing. I mean,
oh.
I hope it never happens again, but I'm not sorry it happened in the first place because it's basically my testimony. But you want me to tell you the story?
Yeah.
No. Just call and hang up. Yes,
so,
we will.
Right, so here we go. So I'm driving down I-35, and I'm going north in Fort Worth, Texas, And
stay out of Texas, folks.
So it was a road rage deal. Anyway, so the guy, at the time, they were building up I-35 on both sides. So there's like a 35-foot retaining wall to the right, two lanes, fence, short fence, and then two lanes going south, and another 35-foot wall on the other side. This guy cut me off and braked his truck, and I was 21, so that was pretty fast. I mean, I did training for 26 years of my life, but this guy was out of his truck, hitting me through his window before I could get my seatbelt off. So now we start fighting, and one thing led to another. I mean, he's kicking my butt. And, I mean, I've got blood coming out of his ears. I heard his knee pop. I hit him with a perfect ridge hand. I mean, normally would have dropped any guy that I was fighting. I mean, I was fighting to, survive here. This guy was on something. He had to be on something because he wouldn't stop. So I ran to my truck, got my kendo stick out because I was taking kendo classes. You know, I don't know if you know what a kendo stick is. It looks like a samurai sword. It's just cherry wood, right?
Right,
yeah.
And he runs to his truck and gets a pickaxe. So
why would you have a pickaxe? I mean, are you digging for gold? What are you doing with a pickaxe in Texas?
Well, he was obviously a construction worker, right? And he looked like he could walk through a brick wall sober. And he was walking right through me. So anyway, so now I'm fighting the pickaxe. No problem. I'm quick. I can dodge the pickaxe. As he swings at me, I sidestep. He's pulling the thing out. It takes him two or three tugs to get it out of the hot pavement, the hot asphalt. And I'm...
You didn't think to maybe whack the guy while he's trying to get the pickaxe?
Look, I'm tagging this guy in the back of the head. Now, listen, I mean, you guys got to understand. So 15 pounds of pressure right in the temple with a good snapshot with a kendo stick, it'll blow your head up like a watermelon. I knew that. I wasn't trying to kill him. But I did fracture that, splinter that kendo stick from the meat of the blade down for where the hilt is all the way up about 15 inches. I hit him so hard. And he wouldn't stop. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to move in. I'm going to close, and I'm going to grab that pickaxe, and I'm just going to pommel him with the pommel of my right in the snout, right, and take his weapon away. Well, I had a bad habit. 9 times out of 10, it was perfect, but that one time I hadn't broke yet, and I froze. I caught most of it on my forearm.
God.
So a simple fracture of my forearm, but poof, man. I mean, it was the deepest, darkest, blackest, dampest, most uncomfortable black I've ever seen in my life, and people were trying to pull me into this pit, man. And I felt a right hand on my left shoulder, and a voice said, "Son, you can lay there and die, or you can get up." I'm thinking, it sounded like my father, you know. I was like, "What the hell?" And I looked around, and I saw the old Roman stiff-up sandals, the tunic, and Jesus Christ standing right there next to me, and it was my father in heaven. So I came to, and I was still squatting. There was nobody around me. And I drove myself to the hospital, still registered as the least amount of blood ever recorded, still conscious, in John Peter Smith. 3 1/4 pints blood. You're supposed to be dead less than 5. So, yeah, that's my story, man.
So they never caught this guy?
No, well, I did see him. My family went out to eat about a year and a half, 2 years later, at the steakhouse there in Fort Worth, Texas. And I saw his truck, and I remembered his license plate number. I blocked it out, but I remember saying it in the back of my head, 4900GC, I'll never forget it. And I saw his truck. I said, okay, I'm taking you guys home. We're not going to go eat. And then what's going on? I said, I'm just taking you home. We're not eating. So I took my wife and kid home, and I came back, and I waited for him. And when I saw him come out, he wasn't in good shape. he was in, walking with a cane. He looked like his equilibrium was all messed up, and you know, just the thought of, you
probably
know,
the guy hitting the back of the head with a kendo stick.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe it did some damage to the guy eventually.
Right.
And I just thought, you know, vengeance is his. I'll just let him have it. You know, it's not mine. So I just let him go.
So did you? Did you address him? Did you say anything to him?
No. Like, remember me?
No. See, no, because if I would have went up to him, it wouldn't have been his vengeance. It would have been mine. Guaranteed. I let it go.
Yeah, I can understand that.
So what did they say in the hospital? Did they say you're lucky to be alive? How did you drive here?
So that was the weird thing is I went to the hospital. I couldn't find my way. I had to find I was there at the 76 station. I was like a block away. And that's when I started freaking out because I had to get a quarter to get in the bathroom, pop the door open with a 55-gallon drum, and then stopping the bleeding, but I couldn't stop the bleeding. That's when I freaked out. I called my work and told them. I said, look, you need to call Thayer Lawler and get him over my supervisor. Get him at 76 on 13th Street and I-35. I've been hitting the head with a pickaxe. And they were like, what happened? I'm like, just call him, you know. So I'm there with my, you know, putting pressure on it. And then when I went to the hospital, I was in ICU from like 8:30 in the morning till like 6 at night before my dad finally got there. And just before my dad got there, I knew I had to keep my blood level going slow. I soaked like 3 or 4 beds. And I watched people get stitched up all day long. And the nurse whispered my name, and I came to, and I sat up. I said, hey, this is, you know, what's going on? I'll be right back. And I said, no. And I reached out, and I grabbed her arm. I said, you understand, I can't last that much longer. She goes, you're hurting me. I said, I'm sorry. She goes, can you walk? And I walked, and they x-rayed. They were going to stitch me up and send me home. My dad got there at 6 o'clock, started threatening, you know, better take care of my boy. I'm like, thank God my dad's here. I could pass out now, right?
Yeah, well,
they called Dr. LeBlanc from Parkside Hospital in Dallas on a care flight to John Peter Smith, where I was, and he saved my life.
So the same hospital where their previous caller went in,
right,
after he got shot, is where the doctor came from to save your life.
Yes. Yeah, I heard that guy talking about the Dallas thing, and I was shot too once before. But anyway, that's
Jesus
story.
Christ, man.
I don't know.
All right. I don't know what goes on in Texas.
I live here in Washington State now.
Well, apparently,
that's my testimony, man. That's how I didn't know if there was a guy at the time. I didn't care.
So,
but I knew. I found out then.
What is the correlation between bad things happening to you in Texas and people moving here?
I don't know.
I don't know.
So, okay.
All I know is I'm solid here. I'm good.
Okay.
No pickaxes to the head or nothing.
Why were you shot?
It was a carjacking.
Okay.
And you...
Did you resist, or did they just open fire?
Did you get the car?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I wasn't jacking the car. All right. I was being jacked. Yeah, so it was not a good deal. I got shot in the leg, below the knee, and yeah.
What kind of car did you have that they wanted to carjack you?
I was a Acura Vigor at the time, and it was all magged out and souped up. It was the 5-cylinder prototype rally sport motor in there that I had the turbo on it and all kinds of stuff done to it. And my fiance was in the car at the time, so I was actually not protecting the car. I was protecting her.
Were you in the car when you were shot?
No, I was standing outside the car when I saw the guy. And the guy had actually robbed a bank, Bank of America, right next door to Kmart. And I saw Meadow, and he had a bag. Now, look, if I wouldn't have got shot in the leg, I would have took the money and ran. Yeah.
Okay. So based on the fact that this guy robbed a bank, so they kind of maybe have an ID on him, maybe
right,
a license plate from a camera somewhere. Were they able to catch the guy that shot you?
Oh, I returned fire before he got a shot off.
Does that mean he's no longer around?
No longer, no.
Okay. So
Jesus, man.
All right. What a day.
Is he still there?
Yeah, he's still there. Yeah.
I have completely ridiculous. I'm sound like Columbo. One more question. The steakhouse you ran into your attacker, was it Cattleman's down there in Fort Worth?
It was right there on I-35, just south of 20.
Did you start looking up steakhouses in the area?
This was a famous one.
It might be the Cattleman. I can't remember.
That's where Ted went with this.
Ooh, steakhouse.
Well, I think that's the famous one is they have that giant steak challenge.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, Cattleman, I believe, is in Cowtown itself, downtown, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
You ran into the guy. I was like, it's got to be Kevin.
I can't remember.
I don't want to hear anything else about being from Baltimore. Like, look, man, like, I had my run-ins. There were things, right? I've been shot at. But I've never been shot. I certainly have not had a pickaxe to the head.
Need to learn more about general men's room shenanigans? Just visit the men's room page at KISW.com. This is the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef of the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. I will tell you, there's one food that's hard. I don't know anybody that doesn't like them.
All right.
Some people, you don't get them as a side because of your health. You say, I'll have a salad, which is fine. I've been guilty of it, too. But at the end of the day, people like french fries.
I thought you could say kittens. Delicious.
You know what I mean? French fries, tater tot. Like, people generally like potatoes.
Yeah.
Again, outside of health reasons, I think we'd all eat as many potatoes as we could. Was somebody still online? So no, I thought I heard phone dong.
But I mean, think about it, man. We find a way to eat them at breakfast. Just call them hash browns.
Yeah.
Right? Or give them to kids for lunch. Tater tots. Then we just call them french fries. Right. Any way we can find a deep fried potato and eat it, we'll do it.
Correct. Right. And I think that's part of the reason they were invented, if you believe that Belgium's claim, is that it was so cold, they couldn't catch fish and stuff. And somebody in the 17th century was like, let's fry up these root vegetables that happen to be potatoes.
That's what set it off.
Yeah.
Too cold to fish, they invented french fries.
Correct.
Thank you, cold.
Right. Well, they were already frying the fish.
Right.
They just couldn't get it. So then, you know, kind of like an inadvertent vegetarian, they just said, hey, try frying this.
Both of you guys have been to England.
Yes.
All right. When you have chips over there.
Correct. Correct.
Are they very close to American french fries?
No. They're generally closer to almost a steak fry.
Yeah.
Okay. They're pretty big and thick.
Okay. All right. But very good. Like I said, you don't find a lot of English restaurants because, let's be honest, their food sucks. But they do hook up the fish and chips. No doubt about it.
Just keep in mind.
They look different when I see pictures of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the fish is generally going to be haddock and just one giant piece.
That's it.
And
good.
Put vinegar all over all of it and salt.
Agreed.
All right. I warned you. You're not going to like this list. It even says it here in the article. All right. So a restaurant supply company analyzed more than 40,000 Yelp reviews that mentioned fries across 21 major fast food chains. This is what they came up with, and they even say here, let's just say they might have messed this up.
But it is based on some Yelp type of reviews.
40,000.
Right. So it's not even... Well, so basically,
they do have stats.
Everyone's mad at the messenger. Because basically what they're telling us is, like, we're not saying this is right. 40,000 people came to this conclusion.
I have a hard time thinking 40,000 people came to this conclusion. I think they typed something wrong into the computer.
Wait, you think this list is so wrong that obviously somebody did something.
Are we talking national, regional, things that we can get? I mean, is In-N-Out? I know they're not going to be on there. Because they're not.
They're number one.
They're number one.
Thank you.
They're number one?
Yes.
Wait, okay, I'm asking this honestly. Is this list like backwards?
So here's my issue. They analyzed everything that mentioned french fries.
Yes.
And they're taking that as, like, I think is In-N-Out being number one.
So instead of the reviews, it could be like their french fries suck.
Again, they're just seeing french fries. I think whatever program they put in just looked for french fries and then ranked them.
Okay.
So I think In-N-Out's french fries probably are the most talked about. But a lot of people don't like them.
They're terrible.
I mean, the last three times I've been to an In-N-Out, I get a couple burgers. I just don't get fries.
You're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's number one on this list.
Okay. Already. I'm like, okay. This is wrong.
But let's start it down at number 10, Checkers and Rallies.
Yep.
I know we don't have them out here. People haven't been to them. But again, they sell the Checkers Rally. It's the same brand, just depending on where you are in the country. Go to your frozen food section. They're in there. Pop them in your air fryer. You're going
to
love them.
I used to be an anti-seasoned French fry guy, but those...
You were.
They kind of... those and Arby's turned the corner for me.
You know what we call that, Miles?
What's that?
Growth.
Yes, exactly. Correct. Thank you. I've been working on it.
I'm just saying.
He's really mature on his French fry. Game
right.
When I first met him. Dumb.
He'll eat dinner with half a mustache, but he knows his fries.
Like for...
Got you, mad at me.
Please call back. For instance, there is a Checkers very close to my sister's house down in South Baltimore when I go visit her. And... Like, and I Checkers is good fast food or whatever, but I'm never like, hey, let's go get a burger. I'm always like, even if you've already eaten, like, we should pull in there and get an order of fries.
Get some fries.
Next on the list, they have Hardee's. Basically, Carl's Jr.
Yeah. Again,
right?
Are we sure? And I'm not being funny. That this list isn't put out in reverse.
Yes. Yeah, so also, you have to remember, in the Midwest and other areas, those are in the smaller towns.
No, I know.
So I think more people have a chance to review them and go to those locations, because the town won't have a McDonald's, but they'll have a Hardee's or a Carl's Jr.
I feel like McDonald's is the first one to show.
Yeah. Yeah, not West Virginia. Too expensive of a franchise, you see.
You need a million liquid. Zaxby's.
I've heard it, never had it.
Yeah. Never had it. Raisin Cane's.
Aren't they both the same world, chicken strips and fries?
I know Zaxby's. Cane's is just chicken strips and fry, and they're Texas toast.
My son got Raisin Cane's fries at one of the airports, maybe Dallas or something. I don't remember.
Not bad.
But I asked them. It was like they were fine.
Yeah, and he's Cane's, picky Cane's whole fries. Thing is their sauce, too.
Yeah.
People rave about the Cane's sauce. Some of the food reviewers I watch, like, they just, everything goes in the Cane's sauce.
It's campfire sauce.
Which is good. I know, if you like it, you like it. It's like a burger sauce. Or fry sauce, whatever.
I mean, I like the idea, too, of just fast food, just driving through and be like, I'll shake chicken tenders, fries, Texas toast, and sauce.
Boom.
Yeah. Right. So Zaxby's, I'm not sure the difference in that. And then Chick-fil-A comes in at number 5.
Okay.
Again. See, I'm with Miles.
I think my second least favorite, behind In-N-Out.
I think they got to add a little flavor into those
I think
things.
They got to cook them longer.
I think you guys need more growth.
They're soggy. They're soggy, and they don't have the crunch on the outside, and then they got the in
it's
pieces.
Because you wait until you get home to eat them.
The in fry sucks. The side fry where they got the skin on it.
The dipping sauce is on point. The fry itself is great.
You're right. I will say there is a thin line with the waffle fry between not cooked enough and
undercooked
or overcooked. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're right. Undercooked, overcooked.
That's where I go get the two chicken sandwiches and skip the fries.
Mm-mm-mm. I will say, though, I know a place that has a seasoned waffle fry. Pretty solid. Bojangles makes the list. If you live up here, you've probably never seen a Bojangles in your life.
But the name says it all.
Right. Fried chicken.
Yeah.
Biscuits. Cinnamon sugar biscuits.
Chicken biscuits.
Diabetes.
I did have Bojangles earlier this year.
Country fried steak biscuits.
In my travels. Pretty good.
Oh, did you?
A little overseasoned, but good.
It's Bojangles. Like the name.
It made sense that it was overseas.
Yeah, Bojangles, like the first, like.
We love diabetes.
Yes.
Correct. But like when I used to visit this girl down in Winston-Salem in Wake Forest, like that's where we would go all the time.
Hell yeah.
It's good Bojangles.
I believe that's where I went for Bojangles.
I don't think you have a choice.
Freddy frozen custard and steak burgers.
No idea. I've
never heard of
it. Not sure of a Freddy's. That's got to be a Midwest thing.
I would think so.
Shake Shack.
Shake Shack. I still haven't been there.
I have not been there yet.
Man, their fries are
but aren't they known for their burgers? They're crinkle cut, I know that.
They're crinkle
cut. But aren't they known for their burgers?
Well, yeah, the burgers. Yeah.
Are they great?
Yes.
Okay.
I never really call it Shake Shack because they're known for our burgers, but our fries are awesome. Would I like their crinkle cut fries?
Yes.
Do you really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'll give it a
try. The crinkle cut fry has come a long way. Then, like Miles was saying, then that like stupid one you got in school that's flopping around like
a dead
fish.
And they were oven cooked. That's why they sucked. They were oven cooked. Now everybody's actually starting to fry the crinkle cut.
Yes!
And they're great.
Air fryer makes a big difference.
It does. Now remember, number one on this list of good was In-N-Out.
Which is absolutely ridiculous.
No. Yeah. So on the bottom of the list, this boggles my mind. Popeyes.
Come on.
Just say you hate flavor and a seasoned fry.
Okay. Yeah, I never had a problem with their fries.
No.
Popeyes is delicious.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop. Church's Chicken.
Come on. Been a minute. As in 30 years.
Yeah, there was one. Man. Yeah, that was a big deal. Like, for some reason, there was one like 20 minutes from our house, and every once in a while, my dad would be like, get in. We're going to Church's tonight. Like, screw Popeyes.
I remember it being good.
Yeah. I think they're having a little bit of a resurgence. Burger King makes it.
They're fine.
Yeah. I'm not even sure what they're doing now.
That's the thing. Burger King seems to switch theirs a decent amount, but I feel like the last time I had Burger King fries, I was like, all right. Also, Burger King, you can get the halfsies.
Yeah.
So you get some onion rings and some fries.
I don't want to do that. I want to have a secret onion ring in my french fry. That makes me more excited.
I'm with you. It is fun getting
it. Wow, look at that.
I'm taking a half and half.
I feel like I hit the lottery.
Because what if you don't get the onion ring?
No, but that's
then
part
you're
of the
disappointed.
Hey, you're not going to win the lottery every time. You know what I mean? You just got to keep playing.
And then near the bottom of the list, 20th out of 21, McDonald's.
I disagree with that. Yeah.
I feel like everybody agrees hot, fresh McDonald's fries are just hard to beat.
They are. I mean, they can be beaten, but to me, they're kind of like the plain Lay's potato chip. Like,
yeah.
Every form of fry, whether you like McDonald's or not, is going to be compared to this fry. This is our standard bearer for what a good french fry is, right?
Like a soft Peter.
And then number one they said on the list was KFC. Now, KFC's fries, because they're seasoned, but I don't know that I've had them forever. VD was in here earlier off the air. We were talking about they used to have the potato wedges, which I
remember
loved.
Those, yeah.
They got rid of those, so now they just have fries. And then also, you know what's not on this list? That sounds insane, but Taco Bell's fries are actually,
I haven't had those yet.
They're kind of good.
That's what I keep hearing, man.
Like the last time I had Taco Bell, I had nuggets and fries. They got nuggets now.
You got both?
They got nuggets.
They got nuggets even sound like Taco Bell.
What's that?
Didn't even sound like Taco Bell.
I think I still threw in like a bee burrito or something. Right. But I was just like, they're nuggets. Like Mike, you know, Mike's always been like, I like Taco Bell. But he's, you know, Mr. Health, not Mr. Healthy, but he's healthier. He doesn't eat it as much. But I told him, I said, just go get an order.
I think it might be some of the healthier fast food that you can get.
Really?
As far as a caloric intake.
Well, like, I have another friend that was like,
no buns.
He's like, I don't really eat Taco Bell unless I'm a, you know, a little drunk or whatever at night. And I said, I hear you. I go, stone sober. Try their nuggets. They're going to blow your mind.
They're nuggets. I'll be damned.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Shout of the Day is coming up at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Hey, I'm Gum Disease. You may know me by my formal name, Periodontal Disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am Gum Disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Reach out to the Men's Room on the socials at Men's Room Live and enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Justin, sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right. Justin, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our Men's Room poll, you're going to accidentally send a pic to someone. Is it going to be your crush, boss, dentist, or your hair person?
Oh, let's see here. On my hair person, so does that count?
Now what?
No. You gotta send a D pic to yourself.
No. Yeah, that's called peeing.
So, in that case, I will have to go with my boss. He's a pretty funny guy, and I'm pretty sure he can get a crack out of that.
Would he pass it along to your other coworkers?
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
You can count on.
I work in a metal shop, guarantee it.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, the answer is yes.
By the way, a text came in that says, my coworker was shocked to learn that her cherry blossom tree actually produced cherries.
Come on, man.
I'm reading what came in. All right, your question. Where on a horse would you find its frog? Yeah. Let me see that horse
where
frog.
Where on a horse would you find its frog?
It's frog.
It's frog.
F-R-O-G, like the animal.
It's part of the body.
It's part of the body. It is part of the body, yes.
Okay.
The neck?
Is that a tail?
It is the soft inside part of the hoof. Right, so the hoof does the perimeter around the foot. Yeah. That's its frog. They couldn't come up with a name. You want to call it an armadillo? Nah, it's not sure. Frog. Frog it is.
I just found out yesterday it's every 6 weeks you got to get your frog did.
You got to get your frog did?
Your nails did.
Every 6 weeks?
Well, that's what the horse lady yesterday said.
She oh, for the horse?
For horses?
Yeah. Every 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I was wondering who told you had to go get your nails done.
Yeah,
we're talking about the horse lady.
Yeah, the horse, yes.
Yeah, the horse has to go get its nails.
She didn't know the answer to that. Right. Oh, the old horse. Now we're looking at their nails. All right, your question. A whistle pig, aside from being a fantastic whiskey, a whistle pig is another name for what animal? Sheila. You've definitely heard of this animal.
You know his name.
Yeah. You know a couple of their names.
Oh. I'm just going to go with the fox. No idea.
Is it a razorback?
No.
Groundhog.
Oh, groundhog.
Woodchuck. Marmot.
Huh.
Whistle Pig. Yeah, Whistle Pig. That is a great name. We should celebrate Whistle Pig Day instead of Groundhog's Day.
It's a what?
What?
A whistle pig.
A whistle pig. It's just another name for a groundhog.
A groundhog.
Or a woodchuck. Oh. They're the same thing. Or
a
marmot.
Do they make a sound that sounds like whistling?
That's what I wondered
I'm just trying to figure out what the correlation is.
Well, it's got those big teeth. So I think maybe they're like, oh, it's like a pig, but it's got teeth, so it whistles.
That's a whistle pig.
Yeah.
Let's say groundhog.
Yeah.
Why'd you call it? It's on the ground.
Yeah.
Remind me of a hog. All right, your question. What was Beethoven's first name?
You must eat.
They also make drums. They also make drums. There's a drum company that has the same name as Beethoven's first name.
I think I'm thinking of his middle name.
That's Mozart, you're thinking.
Oh.
You thinking Amadeus?
Vaughn? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Vaughn?
Any guess?
Well, there's the Vaughn Bach, right? So let's go Bach.
Ludwig Beethoven.
Ludwig!
Confirmed. Groundhogs make a little whistling noise.
Oh they do?
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Right.
Especially when you squeeze them.
Oh, no.
When you put them in hot water. Wait, play it again.
Play for it. Hang on.
Oh.
Right. I'll be damned.
Yeah.
Okay.
Phil needs to do that every February 1st. Second. Whatever the hell that is.
All right, Justin, question four.
It's cold.
Question number four for you, multiple choice. The Pulitzer Prize, the Peabody Award, the Nobel Prize, or the Razzies? Which award is presented by the University of Georgia? Pulitzer, Peabody, Nobel, or Razzie?
Peabody?
Boom.
Got it. Nice job. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. Maybe time for a contestant or two here.
Hello, Trevor. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, and you, your girl, and your Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
Trevor, you sober or not sober?
Driving home from work. I'm sober right now. Hopefully soon to be not sober.
Okay. All right, Trevor, you're going to accidentally send a pic to someone. Is it a crush, boss, dentist, or your hair person?
Well, hair person's a friend, so I'll go with her.
All right.
Won't be friends much longer.
I know. Wouldn't you be like, dude, what are you doing? We're not friends anymore.
You're disgusting. Why don't you do what Thrill does and send pictures of monkey penis instead? Hey, it worked. They laughed.
They did.
Boy, that monkey I sent had a horrible-looking penis, I took a look. Bright red. It looked like a flamingo neck. It was weird, man. All right. Your question. How many countries are there officially recognized on planet Earth?
It's like 196 or something.
Dude, at an unbelievable guess, 195.
Man,
195.
Damn, Trevor, that's still
Jesus,
impressive,
dude. Yeah,
you should count one of those jars that have jelly beans in it.
I know.
You know.
How many?
Yeah, but I'm within one over. So does that count? Just guess 100.
Well, 195 is the official count, right? Okay. And then there's things they break down like not officially recognized. They will tell you we're a separate country, but they're not officially recognized. All right, so the officially recognized.
Yeah, I think there's like 200 countries you count all the other ones or whatever, yeah.
I wonder what the most countries we've had on this planet at any one time is. I think it's up around 203 maybe or something.
You think it could only go up?
Well, I don't know, because you take over someplace, right? You absorb it into your country. That could happen.
Like Greenland?
200 years ago, right? Like Greenland, Canada, whatever. We're taking all, sons of bitches. Come up with Merry Christmas! 192! All right, your question. Name three of the five oldest countries on Earth.
Ooh, three of the
three
five.
Three of the five. All right, hold oldest on. Hold country. On.
Yes.
Let's go with that are currently exist. Are they like long
that running? No, they still exist, yes.
Okay, so let's go with England.
Ooh.
And Russia and France.
All right, I got to guess. Wow. I got to guess. Okay, here we go. Iraq?
Close.
Iran?
Yes.
Israel?
No.
Egypt?
Yes.
Egypt, so I know.
Two. Mm-hmm.
What else did you get?
He Iran? Said Iran and Egypt. You guys got those two.
What about like Greece?
Greece is one. And then I'll give you a hint. Heavily populated.
China.
And heavily populated.
India,
yeah. All right. So Egypt, Iran, China, India, and Greece are the...
Interesting.
Yeah. I would have gotten sense. Egypt and Greece, right? I don't think I'd have gotten the other ones, but it all... Yeah, it all makes
Egypt
sense.
Egypt was the only one I was sure about.
Yeah, that one you feel good about yourself, like... Egypt,
when I thought about Rome, but I was like, well, Italy isn't the same thing anymore, so.
Correct.
Yep.
All right. While we're talking about international crap, what is the most popular color used on national flags worldwide?
Blue.
White doesn't count, right?
No.
No, but blue and red are really common colors. And
it's one of those two.
Right.
And it's used on 78% of all world flags, this color.
78%, that's a lot.
That is a ton, yeah.
Let's go with... Just trying to cycle through all the colors of flags in my head. Let's go with red.
Red, also.
Boom!
It is red.
Yeah. Okay. Well done, Trevor. Very good. Well done.
Well, because there's so many with it just red in it, and then, like, Turkey's flag is just red.
Right. Russia. Keep it simple.
Yeah.
China. I mean, they got a little yellow, but still.
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some men's room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Then we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve of Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Before we get there, by the way, the text line's blowing up. Everyone's saying, put baby wipes in your car. That's actually a very good call. That's a very, very good call. One guy even says, my kid's 14. Doesn't matter. Baby wipes are useful for life.
They are. And Burt's Bees make some that don't smell as much like baby wipes.
That helps. Good on you. Thank you.
Hopefully it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel you. Today we toast 30-year-old Tony Rowe of somewhere in Ireland. Now, Tony is not what you'd call a pillar of society, but he is what you'd call, a prolific drug dealer, as he has over 100 previous criminal convictions for drug dealing. Well, he was recently in court for a sentencing hearing involving his most recent drug conviction, and in spite of sitting in court for dealing drugs, our man Tony was caught selling drugs to another convict in the same courtroom. He literally sold weed and Xanax in front of the judge, but he ended up getting caught because he sold weed and Xanax in front of the judge. So he got sentenced for whatever he was on trial for, and now he has another court hearing coming up. Dude has over 100 convictions.
In the courtroom.
In the courtroom. They don't even know how he got the drugs in there. You understand? He had been in jail. Now
he's
they bring
damn good
him
at what he does.
To court to get sentenced. So, in theory, no real contact with the outside world. Who knows what he's doing there? But, yeah, and weed and Xanax.
Wow.
In the courtroom. Tony.
Come on, man.
Don't change a thing.
Tony.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.